We're now going to jump into web application security. Thank you all for being such supporting people.
Hi, welcome to, you guys can hear me okay?
No.
Web application security, got that one?
Closer?
Yeah. All right, thanks. Web application security, I'm here to talk about. Well, first, about me, I've been working web application security for about 3 years. Some of the things that I've seen, how to get into different systems on a purely web application level, not the web server, more like the CGIs on top of it. So I'll just briefly go over what a web application is. Web application is basically a CGI. They're message boards, web mail, guest books, auctions, online banking, stock quotes. The biggest companies run these things. They're everywhere. You see them. You do. If you go on the web and do just about anything, chances are you're working on a web application. So what, as security folks, do we see, and how to break them down, how to circumvent the security in them. So that's what I'll be covering. So the scope of the topic I'm going to try to keep to on the client side of the connection. Web application security does deal with the actual exploitation of the system. However, RFP or many other people cover it a lot better than I do. So this is sticking to basic client level, attacking the browsers, attacking the cookies, and things of that nature. However, if you guys have like system things you want to ask, feel free. Also, if you guys have any questions, anytime, go for it. So who uses web applications? eBay, Yahoo, Microsoft Hotmail, E-Trade, anybody got some more? All right. What was that? Right, that's a web application too, like say like Linksys routers and stuff like that. That would be a web application. Right, these like distance learning and things like that? Right. Well, like All Advantage or something, or I'm not sure exactly I follow, but if you have questions on it, sorry. porno sites, okay. let's see. From a security standpoint, when you're auditing a system or I'm attacking a system, generally there's three main types when I'm trying to profile a system as far as learning about it and what I'm seeing. There's the CGIs or the web applications that allow the user to input HTML and get an echo of HTML back, where it means it might be filtered, but it still comes back as HTML. It's actually allowable, seen in chat rooms and message boards and things of that nature, where it stays HTML. The other ones are the ones that do not allow HTML at all, the ones that strip it out blatantly for whatever reason. You know, we'll figure out why later. And the other ones are systems that use their own subset of HTML. I won't cover this too much, but you'll come across like chat rooms and message boards and stuff like that where you want to change the formatting of the web application. You have to use their own subset of tags. And there's also the ones I'll briefly cover on the ones that use Java-based engines to run it. The chat rooms, like, you know, Java-based client that connects to IRC or something like that. There's a lot of them out there, but I won't cover those too much because they're kind of their own embedded app. So when you have a CGI, what kind of things are you exposed to by putting it up on the web where everyone can look at it? There's system exploits on the system itself. There's browser redirects for the user. If you could find implement a CGI bug, you could throw an entire site to another site, say a porno site. That'd be kind of fun. There's a page spoofing where we've seen instances of a bug being exploited in a system where the user gets a fake login page and they unwittingly give up their username and password. There's also theft of their cookie file on that domain, which could give up their authentication for that particular session. And there's also things you can get user information, and you can also track the user, even though it's not really your site. So we can cover. Anybody have a question so far?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was the question? No, I'm just notes for myself. Well, first we'll cover the systems that allow HTML. Let's see here. Or let's go over basic cookie security, because a lot of sites, they use cookies for simple authentication and re-authentication as they move through the sites. Also, like for shopping carts and things like that, where the cookie actually keeps track of the actual session. Basic cookie security is a particular website should not have access to any cookies, or only should have access to cookies for its particular domain. It shouldn't get access to cookies from another domain. However, nice people at Microsoft with that latest IE bug kind of destroyed that one. Basically, that's the security implementation. Let's see. So let's say you found what is JavaScript now? What does JavaScript have access to? JavaScript, when you're implementing into the system, into like a chat room or a message board or something like that, what does it actually have access to? Well, it has access to all the browser information, has access to the IPs of the user, all the plugins and the paths to the plugins, just about everything that they're using. It also has access to the cookie files and their environmental variables. The important one that it has access is to the domain that JavaScript is executing on. It has access to the cookies on that domain. Now, the trick would be for a supposed hacker or malicious user is to try to get the user's cookies off the domain into another domain. Okay, so I'll show you how that's accomplished. How that is accomplished is if a user was to put HTML and JavaScript into a message board and you were to go read that message, that JavaScript would execute in your browser environment. Okay, it would be able to grab the domain cookie string and append it to some HTML mechanism that would send a GET request off the domain to somewhere else. For instance, you could change the source of an image on that page and append it to the end. So a GET request would go to another server off the domain, and you'd get the actual cookie string. Hope that's, like, clear. Okay. Anybody have any questions on that so I know what I didn't get clear? Yes. It's I guess the flaw would lie in JavaScript. Okay, if you're able to put JavaScript into a system and users would read it, okay, if a user would read it, the code would grab the string and say, make it real simple, open a new window with the attacker's domain and append it to with a CGI and append the cookie data to the CGI variable. So it would do a GET request with the cookie value off of the CGI. So basically, the whole cookie value gets passed to the CGI off the domain. It's for authentication. That seems to be one of the more widespread ones. If you're able to get the user's cookies, you can replace your cookie with theirs and in essence become them. So, you know, if an active E-Trade user was running, grab their cookie file, replace it with yours, and guess what? You get to trade stocks in their account. So now, in a lot of systems, they'll have, HTML, JavaScript filters to try to clean up the problem, but still have to allow, I know, for whatever formatting reason, to keep HTML and JavaScript in the HTML itself for their users, features. So I'll talk about some of the ways to get around it or how you test it. The basic tags you do as when you're running a CGI, what you don't want to allow into your system to be able for the user to pass into the message board are the following tags. You don't want to have the P tag go in, and I'll explain these why later. You don't have the applet tag come in, the embed, script, layer, frame set, frame, HTML, body, style, meta, or object. There's a lot of them you have to filter. If you allow the applet tag into the system, into a system that allows HTML, they could load whatever Java applet you want and do whatever to them on somebody else's domain. You know, imagine if somebody, Microsoft Hotmail, you email somebody a message with an applet, and it loads. And then you have access to everything on their domain with a Java applet. The same thing goes for, the style tag, embed, anything of that nature. So those tags you actually have to strip out even though you're allowed HTML. Nothing good can happen when you're using those tags. So the script tag, the p tag, there's a known exploit that's been posted to BugTrack. I think Georgi Ganinsky found it, where you can actually add a VB expression that actually execute JavaScript without actually having any JavaScript looking things in it, so nobody knows really to filter for it. You'll find it on BugTrack and things like that, which breaks right into the things that you can check in your own CGIs or other people's CGIs.